Welcome back to The Controversial Mom, the place where we say the quiet part out loud and don't apologize for doing it. Today's episode, well, you better buckle up because we're talking about how the free market is doing what the government can't, holding the media, corporations, and cultural bullies accountable. From Jimmy Kimmel getting canceled, to Disney getting boycotted by both the left and the right, to Office Max getting publicly shamed for refusing to print a simple visual poster. This is the episode where we celebrate consequence culture. So grab your coffee and let's dive in. Let's start with a small story. A little story, but a very big lesson. Recently, Office Max refused to print a visual poster that featured Charlie Kirk. The employee refused based on her personal beliefs. But instead of backing down, the customer in the story recorded the interaction. That video then went viral, and just like that, the employee was gone. Now, was it government intervention that made this happen? No, of course not. It was you, the people, the free market. You spoke up, you shared the video, and the company knew it couldn't hide. This is what happens when people stop whispering in the dark and start fighting out in public. One recording, one refusal, one consequence. That is how we fight back. Now let's talk about Jimmy Kimmel, America's late night liberal darling, of course. He went too far, and a lot of people noticed. For years, he has insulted Christians. He recently mocked Charlie Kirk's assassination. He's made disgusting remarks about conservatives, and he acted like he was completely untouchable. But as he's learned, he wasn't. He had advertisers that walked away from his show, viewers turned away from his show, and ABC, the network that has carried him for years, finally said, enough's enough. And he got canceled. Now, here's the really funny part in this story. ABC is owned by none other than the Disney Corporation. And this is the kind of irony, honestly, that makes me just laugh out loud in the middle of carpool line. Because Disney has been the target of conservative boycotts for years. And why is that? Well, because they push trans ideology on kids, they celebrate Pride Month like it's a national holiday, and they shove woke activism into every corner of their content. But now the left's mad at Disney too. And why is that? Because Disney canceled Jimmy Kimmel. That's right, Disney. Liberals are calling for a boycott of Disney because the company actually silenced one of their own. So just to recap that for you, conservatives hate Disney. Liberals hate Disney. And Disney is somehow in the middle of a boycott from both sides at the exact same time. I honestly do not know of any other company that has managed to pull off this level of universal rejection all at the same time. It's actually really impressive if it wasn't kind of one of the dumbest things possible. Disney tried to please everyone, and now no one likes them. I think it's hilarious, and I just can't stop laughing over it. But also, these past few years have been a masterclass in what I call consequence culture, not cancel culture. Bud Light had the same thing happen. They ignored their core consumers and they handed their brand over to a man parading around as a woman. As a result, well, sales plummeted and stores couldn't get rid of the products that they had. Target, they rolled out tuck-friendly clothing for kids, and moms, who were their target consumers, said, not a chance. We're done. These companies didn't just get canceled. They were exposed for who they are. And when consumers walk away, it hurt them big. Power of the consumer is a real thing, and it's extremely powerful when we use it. So let's talk about Stephen Colbert, another late night show who found himself on the wrong side of consumer backlash. While Colbert didn't really get booted for any particular reason, his show was shut down because of something much more telling: low ratings and financial losses. CBS poured millions into his show, betting that his liberal monologues would keep the masses tuned in. And for a while they did. His nightly tirades attacking President Trump, mocking Christians, and smearing conservatives earned him praise from the far left and applauses from Hollywood for years. But then that content, night after night, mocking the values of millions of Americans, no, it didn't work out. He alienated a huge portion of his audience, and people got fed up. Trump supporters stopped watching. Conservative families, they tuned him out. And faith-based viewers, they walked away. The audience he actively ridiculed made for a bigger portion of his audience than he ever realized. And once they left, they didn't go back. And when viewership plummeted, the advertisers left. Advertisers followed the numbers. CBS could no longer justify the cost. So what happened? Production staff shrank. Segment budgets were slashed. And eventually, the entire show folded. But here's the best part. The network didn't cancel Colbert because of conservative outrage. No. They canceled him because they couldn't afford to keep losing money. And that is the free market at work. Consumers made a choice. No protests, no petitions, just people turning their TVs off. And it was another major win for consequence culture. Americans truly are done with the hypocrisy. They're done with media elites talking down to them while cashing corporate checks. The viewers didn't need to shout. They simply just need to walk away. And now we have A.G. Bondi said recently that the government should force companies like OfficeMax to print what we want, no matter what it says. Well, excuse me for a moment, but that's what we call government overreach. That's what conservatives have been fighting back on for years. It's not the government's job. That's government control, and it's extremely dangerous. So if we go back to the OfficeMax story for a second, let's recap. The employee refused to print a poster because it included Charlie Kirk's name and image. The woman behind the counter made it clear she didn't agree with him politically, and she decided to block the print order. She didn't expect to get recorded. She didn't expect to be exposed, but she was, and the consumers responded. That situation resolved itself through the free market, not courts. It was accountability in action. The pressure didn't come from above. It came from everyday Americans who stood up and said, no, I'm not okay with that, and I'll take my business elsewhere. So we don't need the government stepping in to force corporations to comply with everyday demands. That creates power imbalance. And once the government starts forcing speech, it's only a matter of time before it starts silencing it too. And let's be honest, this is exactly what we dealt with under the Biden administration. Biden didn't force censorship through direct government action. No, he used the marketplace to do it. He leaned on big tech to do the dirty job. Suppress speech, shadow ban conservatives, throttle accounts, and promote government-approved narratives. Why? Because the government can't do that directly under the Constitution. So they outsource it to the platforms. And we fought back. Conservatives spent years fighting against this type of control, demanding transparency, exposing the backdoor collusion, and restoring free speech to the public square. We didn't fight the battle just to turn around and use the same tactics now that we have the momentum behind us. We don't need forced speech. We need bold people. And right now, you are the accountability system. When you record, when you walk away, when you speak up, you are the resistance, and your influence is working. So here's the big takeaway. This is not about cancel culture. This is about consequence culture, and it's working. Companies are panicking because they can't serve politics and still keep consumers. Media giants are falling, and Disney, well, Disney's getting crushed from both sides, and quite honestly, I love it and think it's hilarious. Bud Light collapsed because it lost touch with its base. Target alienated millions of families by pushing pride merchandise aimed at children. And now Disney, the ultimate entertainment behemoth, It stuck between two angry mobs, one outraged over Jimmy Kimmel's cancellation and the other disgusted by years of woke programming. It's actually kind of poetic justice. So what's the lesson in this? You don't need to scream to be heard. You simply just have to act. Keep sharing the videos. Keep walking away from woke companies. Keep standing up. And show your kids what real leadership looks like. We can take this country back one transaction at a time. Thanks for joining, guys. And until next time, stay bold, stay loud, but most importantly, stay controversial. We'll see you guys next week.